The final countdown to the Republican National Convention is in motion. Politics aside, Wisconsin is out to demonstrate its ability to host the RNC and future major events. City and civic leaders are touting the beauty of our lakefront and the vibrancy of Milwaukee's arts, entertainment, and dining scene. Meanwhile, there are more basic components to consider. They include how we manage waste. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the story.
I learned the city is placing extra litter bins throughout downtown Milwaukee, and crews stand ready to tend to any additional needs. But talking trash with people responsible for putting the Republican National Convention together proved to be a challenge. Multiple calls and emails to party organizers and media contacts being referred to one person and then another got me nowhere. But reaching out to Marty Brooks was a different story.
I think the biggest difference for this event, and we host big events year-round, we host citywide events year-round, we also host very small, intimate events, so all shapes and sizes of events.
Brooks is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Center District. It's three venues, the Baird Center, Miller High Life Theater, and the UWM Panther Arena, will be hosting RNC activities.
The physical real estate that's tied up for this event is probably the largest we've experienced.
As for waste management, Brooks says it's baked into his operations.
All of our trash cans have recycling and then trash.
RNC attendees will be encouraged to plunk glass, plastic, and other recyclables into separate bins.
But as I would hope you can appreciate, while many people pay attention to that, not everyone does, and all it takes is one person to not, and then you've contaminated the entire amount of refuse. So we do a single stream in that we have one provider pick it up and then they go through it and then sort it thoroughly to make sure that those items that can be recycled are separated and recycled accordingly, and those that can't are dealt with in landfill.
As for food waste, Brooks says some events serve loads of food, but in the case of the RNC,
it's really not an extraordinary amount because the event is so spread out. Food and beverage opportunities are not just at our place, but also Pfizer Forum, the hotels. Over the course of the week, this will not be the largest event as far as a food and beverage consumption standpoint from our facility.
Nevertheless, the Wisconsin Center District has a system in place for large and small events. Any food waste is bagged and picked up by Compost Crusader. I meet Robbie Friedland at the organization's headquarters in St. Francis. Compost Crusader's fleet picks up food waste that is turned into rich compost.
Yeah, total number of customers is over 2,500 residential and commercial customers. More residential customers in quantity, but our commercial customers provide us with a lot of the volume of material that we get.
Friedland says RNC or no RNC. Customers like the Wisconsin Center District are helping to divert food waste from landing in landfills.
There's a number of reasons why it's better to avoid landfills if you can. As material sits in a landfill, it emits a lot of greenhouse gases, methane being one of the most potent. So by diverting material that can be composted away from a landfill, you're avoiding all those emissions and turning it into a resource again that can be used, the finished compost product that can be used in gardens to grow more food. It can be used in infrastructure projects.
According to the US EPA, food waste represents about 24% of the solid waste municipalities dispose of in landfills. As the Wisconsin Center District team enters its first ever Republican National Convention, Marty Brooks is thinking ahead to Milwaukee's next major event. He says operating sustainably will be key.
Absolutely, Susan. We've heard from meeting planners over the past several years when they're looking at venues and cities to select to bring their convention to, it's almost a requirement now because that's what meeting planners want. They want their events to add to a city, not add in a positive way, make sure we were having the right impact on our world, not just taking and discarding.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.